in the bank. Okay, this is section two. So I've got here a printout of your ancestors, and I saw a birthday. Oh, look, we're going back to 1420 here. William Pemberton, Rushton, Northamptonshire.
Yes, I saw the name Pemberton this morning. Mm. That's a famous name, isn't it?
But they're all over the place. Durham, Newcastle upon Tyne, Blackburn, Lancashire, Barrow in Furness. Oh, that's an Armson.
So that's husband.
That's not, yeah. We're not interested in the Armsons today. No, rough lot, weren't they?
Well, actually, I'm the blue blood, he's the serf.
Yes. The things you can find out and use against them.
I know.
Michael Robert Armson. That's your husband. Mike!
He's deaf. Westbury. Michael. He's talking.
Come here, lad.
Oh, that's probably too small.
I'm from Devizes. Pardon?
Devizes.
I'm from Devizes.
You're Westbury.
Westbury? I was born in Westbury.
From Devizes.
You might have
passed. How did you get there then?
Up the road. My dad was a farmer in Wiltshire after the war.
My God.
How funny.
Well, I was...
Wiltshireman.
My father was in the RAF in the war.
My father was a gunner.
Was he?
Right at the end.
You were an accountant.
He was a chartered accountant, actually. He was a qualified accountant. He wasn't in the air or anything, but he was on the station, squadron leader of all things. And he dealt with all the administration of pay the crew and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, we don't need to know that. Devices.
Just telling you, I'm from Wiltshire.
I don't remember much about Wiltshire because they moved pretty quickly out of that. They came from Leicester.
Okay.
That was their hometown.
Right. Westbury's nice.
Westbury, Wiltshire. Warminster's.
Yeah.
Very near.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, there's Edmund Hill.
Oh, with a beard.
But Devizes, I haven't heard much about Devizes, I must admit. I didn't realise it was that close even.
Right. You can go now.
Yes, you can go now. I'll have a coffee.
Do you want another cup of tea?
No, I'm all right. I've got some. It's wetting my whistle beautifully.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Weak enough, was it?
Yes, it was perfect. It is perfect.
I like it.
There.
Strong one.
Are the... Right.
The graves, yeah.
The graves in Highgate.
In Highgate, yeah.
Yes.
Because the hill crypt is in Highgate, I read.
Oh, did you? Look, I had that picture, which is... Bruce Castle.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Christoph.
Uh-huh.
Which was very kind of me.
It was.
And I sold him two of my books.
So Christoph, he's on it, isn't he?
And the funny... You've got Scots blood in you, did you say?
Well, my grandfather, my mother's father, was Scots-Canadian. So my mum was born in Toronto.
Okay,
but my great-grandfather was the first... MP to wear a kilt in Parliament.
Oh.
He was an MP. I can tell you lots about him, but another time. Really interesting story about him.
Yeah.
What happened in the First World War. Anyway, and the repercussions of that went on right down through our family. Another time.
Oh, no.
Save that up. So I've got here, way back, we said 1420 is the earliest birth by Pemberton. Absolutely remarkable. So, yeah, between you have got a large collection. Now, I've got a photograph in front of me that we can take a photo of. Tell me about the Chinese book, The Origin of the Penny Black in Chinese. And I have a photograph of the cover. Amazing. It's beautiful condition.
Well, I haven't really opened it, looked at
right.
it. And Jack found my name.
Yeah.
We met up in London and he came round... the cemetery with me, sent me the book. He's now done another book in English, but he hasn't sent it to me, so I'm quite happy with that because I just love.
And this was published in China in 2015.
So that's what, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah. And you say it became a bestseller?
Bestseller out there, yes.
Fantastic. That is remarkable.
Jack. Zhang. So he is...
This is the author.
Yes.
Jack Zhang.
And he's got something to do with the... what's the word? Philatelist.
Yeah. To Judy and family, wishing you and your family a very Merry Xmas and Happy New Year. Love from Jack, Zhang and family.
Yes, that's nice.
Stunning. It's really nicely printed.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And all the reproductions of the stamps. Okay. And what have you. Oh, there's some detail here. Design detail. Oh, this is interesting.
You can borrow it.
Can I?
Of course I can. I don't know where you live, actually.
Around the corner from here. Next to the church.
Oh, you're literally
in St Clair's Mews. So it's the next one over.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You'll have to come round for tea. But yeah, if I could, that would be fantastic.
Well, you put in line what you want to take.
Okay, that one definitely. That photo I can take.
Oh, do you want to borrow those? What's...
Probably not. No, that's okay. Fine. Try and keep the article, you know, under control. So you've got now, I'm looking at a large
folder. That is Bruce Castle,
This is Bruce Castle in Tottenham, where the family...
So this is, yeah, and where there was a school, it became a school with Sir Roland and a lot of the family were teaching mathematics and anything else.
Mm. Great.
Oh, that's somebody else, isn't it?
What I haven't asked is how you ended up down here in Feltham.
Because our daughter moved... Well, she lived in Climping when she got married to the Bognor boy.
The Bognor boy.
They sold their house in Climping and we sold ours. And it just sheer luck that she's only up the road in Crossbush. And Jackie, her mother-in-law, lives three doors down.
That's extraordinary.
And said, Judy, there's a house just gone on the market, which was here. And I happened to be staying with Trudy, came and saw it and said yes. And the woman said, don't you think your husband ought to have a look first? But it was just as I sort of wanted it. But when we moved in, all the walls and everything else had to be replastered and... everything else.
Right, so a lot of work. And when did you move here?
December 2017.
Well, 2 days ago was our 1 year anniversary of moving here.
Only been a year.
So we're newbies.
Yeah, but you know one heck of a lot of people here.
Well, yes. Yes, it has kind of snowballed.
No, but that's nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Met some really lovely people.
I can't
really
imagine lovely. Going anywhere else now.
And, I mean, even Mike has been ever so friendly, really.
Yeah, lovely. I can't believe that you always recognised him. Lisa,
yeah. Oh, yeah, because I sat next to him at the Probus dinner.
Yes, yeah.
When your wife was doing a talk. And he was extremely friendly then. Well, I mean,
he's a friendly sort.
Why wouldn't he be? Exactly. So, okay, you've got a massive, great folder there.
This, I printed off everything that was online. Whose death certificate?
Oh, that's
there?
A death certificate. What?
Edward Bunhill, 2008. Can you see who it is?
I'll have a go.
I've got book one and book two.
So this is the 1915 death in South Hammersmith. Occupation, Assistant Secretary, Post Office, retired, 81 years old. Edward Bernard
Lewin
Hill.
So, and what year did he die?
1915.
Oh, that is my great-great-grandfather then.
Wow.
No, grandfather.
That's your grandfather?
Or great-grandfather, that book would tell me.
Yeah.
Because my father was also Edward Bernard Lewin Hill. So
okay.
His grandfather, so yeah, it must be two times.
Right, he died of acute bronchitis. Oh, poor chap. Still had a decent life, 81. Not too bad then.
No.
Although dying in the First World War, you don't find out what happened, do you? So this is just a collection of records, documents that you found.
Yes.
And collected beautifully. They're beautifully bound.
That is my father's sister.
Okay.
And where is it? Oh, that is all about her. She went out to South Africa and...
This is Ethel Amy Hill, or yeah. Auntie.
Yes. She had a children's home in Seaford. And one of the kids that stayed with her was Bill Nicholson, who co-wrote Gladiators.
Oh, okay.
So she had quite a few famous people there.
Yeah.
Lovely little old lady.
Right.
So all these I used to download, the census, you name it, I printed off anything and everything.
Okay. Well, that's absolutely amazing. And there she is as a bridesmaid in 1937.
Oh, she was nice.
Robin Lewin Ethel Arthur, August 1910.
So Robin is the one who went out to South Africa.
Robin?
Robin.
Lewin?
The, yes, that's my father, and my sister, who's deceased, looked like her.
Oh, right. Right. What happened to Arthur?
Arthur... No, I tell a lie then. It was Arthur who went out to South Africa. Robin was in this country, but he did go out to South Africa at a later stage. My father went out to India in 1924 and came back in 1950. So I was just born out there. No, I was born in Brighton and shipped out to India.
Okay.
When I was 3 months old.
And how long did you stay there?
Till 1950. Was it when Gandhi was shot or something? The whole family had to come back here with nothing.
Right. Crikey. You just booted out. Here's a passenger ticket. Merchant shipping. Returns of passengers leaving United Kingdom who are contracted to land at ports out of Europe. Pretoria Castle was the name of the ship. Goodness me. And that was 1955.
See, I printed anything and everything. The internet was brilliant.
It can be. It can, for this kind of thing, it's absolutely amazing. Yes.
And all the census, I just loved it.
Yeah. 1911 census. That was a big one. There was lots of information comes from the 1911 census. Wilkins, the Wilkins family from Dursley.
Oh, that must be Michael's.
And here's a letter from 1936 addressed to Lewin Hill.
That's my father.
Is that an Colombo.
Actual, is that an actual one or a print-off?
An actual one.
Ah.
Sent to Colombo. And it cost 1.5 shillings. No, sorry. 3.5 pence.
Pull it out.
It says 3.5 pence. It's 1.5 to send a letter to Colombo.
And Colombo, India, the island at the bottom?
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka now, yes.
Ceylon as it was then.
Yes.
But Sri Lanka.
You see, trying to get my head around all this, I used to know everything where everything was.
Well, you don't need to keep it in your head if you've got it so beautifully documented here, do you?
And do you know what? Bruce Castle looks exactly like that now.
Oh, does it? And what is it? You said it was a school. It
was a school. Now it's owned by Haringey Council.
You said. And what do they do with it?
Archives, council offices. Not sure, really.
So Roland Hill's will.
Oh, you know what? I had that. And I gave it to Jack.
Okay.
My nephew has got the original copy, all leather bound.
Just going to